Stop blaming it on holiday stress. We all know it's that time of year when everything feels drained, both your wallet and you. Well, the real problem is right under you. It's that saggy, old, unsupportive mattress. Well, say hello to Ghostbed. Ghostbed is family-run, consumer-loving, with over 20 years of mattress-making mastery. They've engineered the perfect sleep weapon. Durable, insanely comfortable, and cool enough to keep you chill all night long. Every Ghostbed packs their exclusive ProCore technology, a powerhouse support system that cradles your back, supports, and aligns your spine. Translation? You wake up feeling like a human again. Hot sleeper? Ghostbed's cooling materials fight heat 24/7, so you don't wake up sweaty, even when the thermostat that's cranked up. And here's the kicker. Fast, free shipping in just 2 to 5 days, a 101-night sleep trial, and up to a 25-year warranty. That's confidence. Right now, Ghostbed is slashing prices, up to 50% off compared to other brands. And because you're listening, you score an extra 10% off site-wide. Just use promo code PODCAST at checkout. That's PODCAST for 10% off on top of already insane deals. Upgrade your sleep, upgrade your life. Ghostbed, the coolest beds in the world.
John Nelson is an entrepreneur. He is the innovative founder behind the Lovesac, which was and is a billion-dollar furniture disruptor. He is a best-selling author. He is the host of the Let Me Save You 25 Years podcast. Welcome to the show, Sean.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, excited to have you on. Tell us a little about your personal life, more about your work, and why you do what you do.
Yeah, well, I'm probably known better as like that Lovesac guy. I've been running the same company that I started more than 25 years ago in college as a side hustle. I had made a big beanbag. People loved it, started making more. And it grew into this company that's now more famous for its couches. We make these cool couches that you can grow and change and rearrange. You've probably seen them on TV or the internet, whatever. Lovesac Sactionals. And somewhere along the way, got married, had four kids, live in Southern Utah, Red Rock country of Utah, and still enjoying building the company. And we've got big plans.
Love it. And with four children, I imagine that's sort of like your own R&D resource.
Exactly. Yeah. They do their best to destroy everything we own. So I do my best to make stuff they can't destroy.
Perfect cat and mouse game going on at the house, Sean.
Yeah, that's right. I actually have in fact, the one I'm sitting on, this sactionals chair I'm sitting on, is older than all my kids. This piece is 18 years old. It's mixed with brand new ones. You can mix it with our stealth tech that's just come out, a recliner. Like, you can add and grow. So the stuff we make is reverse compatible, future compatible, but more importantly, it's built to last forever. And so really proud of that.
Yeah, I think that is awesome right there. It's evidence of good craftsmanship and building something that's going to last, which is, I think, really lacking these days. I think we all get the advertisements for the fast fashion stuff. And we buy a shirt for $10 and it falls apart probably in the mail.
Yeah. I mean, that's not an accident. That's become our entire strategy, our brand aspiration, you know, is to be known for the best stuff. And people are usually surprised, you know, when they look into Lovesac. Our stuff is not cheap. It's actually pretty expensive. And it's because, though, we call it true sustainability. You know, everyone's talking about water bottles and recycling and whatever. And we, by the way, we do that too. We recycle all of our upholstery fabrics made of 100% recycled bottles. After Walmart and Amazon, Lovesac's the next biggest repurposer of plastic into fabric that we're aware of, from Reprieve, who does this work for us. But the true sustainability part is stuff that actually sustains, which nobody talks about, like designing stuff not only to last a long time, but again, to adapt and change and grow as your life changes and grows. Otherwise, you're not going to keep it anyway. And so that's the harder part, actually.
Yeah, I appreciate that. That is real sustainability. Has that always been important to you, or when did that factor into the equation?
It certainly was not how we started. You know, again, I just made a big beanbag because it was a funny thing to do. People liked it. Became my side hustle in college. we opened our first store because no other furniture store would have us. So we opened our own store in 2001 with just the Saks, but there was a couch in the corner. And every day we were selling Saks, but people would ask, like, how much is that sofa? And I was like, I don't know. You know, it's just there to look pretty. But enough of that. And we decided to try to do a better job with sofas and invented the Sactionals that you see today. And it took a long time to evolve into that. And so for a long time, it was just survival, you know, like any startup. But eventually we as we got to know our customers and why they love our stuff, it always, you know, they love our stuff because they can live on it, eat on it, sleep on it, enjoy their life without worrying about it. Cause you can wash it, you can change it, you can rearrange it. This is probably the 10th set of covers. This one I'm sitting on has been wearing, which allows it to look new, smell new, all these things. Right. And so we've tried to integrate that thinking into everything we've done. And along the way, realize the outcome is sustainability, you know, stuff that can actually sustain. And so we've evolved into that mantra. And like I said, now it's very overt. Like it is our stated purpose at Lovesac is to inspire humankind to buy better stuff. It's like buy less stuff, which is kind of a weird thing for a company that makes stuff to say. But that's what motivates us.
And I think it's awesome. I mean, it's that whole, not only am I the president of the company, I'm also a member. You remember like the Hair Club exactly. for Men commercials or whatever. You're sitting on the same one you bought, whatever it was. You made it 18 years ago. That's, I mean, yeah. You could buy a new, or you could have a new one every day, obviously.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm really proud of that. And we continue to use this point of view on product design on now everything we're making. We've got a lot of really cool stuff coming out. Lovesac will continue to grow, I think, and take over new rooms of the home, new realms. And we have to, you know, that's the funny thing. Like, I think the example people always pull out is Apple, right? Like they've done a good job selling all of us the same thing every couple of years. And with it driven a lot of waste, but built the biggest company in the world. So, you know, congratulations, like you win the award. But I think deep down people know that it's kind of messed up and that it could be done another way. But they don't have to because they've really established, you know, a great, at least a half monopoly kind of doing that. And so we, on the other hand, by doing it the way we do it, are kind of forced to innovate into new categories because there will be fewer couches sold on earth because we started making couches and we're proud of that, but we have to innovate into new realms. And I think Apple should have been forced to innovate into new realms, except they've just chosen to do business differently. So
it's a really interesting point. I think it really resonates with me. As you're sharing that story, I thought about this company called Origin, which maybe you're familiar with. They make blue jeans. It's Jocko Willink's company. And I love my jeans that I got from him. I got a couple of pairs, but I love them because they're nice jeans, but also the story. It's actually American-made denim, and they've done all these things, and they're working on really good craftsmanship, and it's the anti-fast fashion. And so I think people are hungry for that. I don't know what your experience has been.
Yeah, I think so. I think that it can be hard to find, and you've got to be willing to pay the price, or you know, to listen to the story, or really care a little bit. But I think people are starting to care more. I think the new generations are being better educated to that end, but it still requires personal effort. It often, you know, a little bit of discipline, it can cost more in the short term, but in the long run, of course, can save you money. And that's of course the gospel we preach and believe it and are proving it. And so the key in, you know, as we approach that from a design perspective is to not hide from that and understand that like our stuff can never be as cheap as our competitors because of the way we manufacture it and the way we go about it. So we have to make it so competitive, desirable, beautiful. That's the hard part about certain categories like furniture is that it not just has to function, it has to be beautiful. And you have to leverage people's self-interest in order to bring them along Because you know, relying on their goodwill, there may be people like you who, you know, are believers who will go seek these things out. But sadly, and just the reality is, more that often than not, people do what's good for them. People do what's easy for them. People do what they want to do, you know. And so you have to also make the product lovable and competitive on its face, you know, and so you can win their dollars in a real way without having to just beat people over the head with guilt. You can't rely on that. And I think the sustainability movement's done a lot of that, but it will go some distance, but it won't go all the way. And so, you know, we integrate that thinking into our product design and into our marketing.
That is those are pretty good headwinds when inflation is up and margins are low of what people have with their disposable income.
Yeah.
Being able to appeal to that, to tap into probably our innate desire to be sustainable, but maybe not at my own expense. And how do you bridge that gap?
Yeah. And we know this, and that's the challenge. So we've boiled all of that thinking down into a design philosophy that we call our forever philosophy. You know, we try to make products that are designed forever, and ever we think of as, again, being future compatible and reverse compatible with the stuff we've already made. So that's a high bar already, but also, you know, designed to built to last, but designed to grow and evolve and change with you. So it's a very high design bar, and it's broken down into six tenets. And the first tenet is lovability. You have to, and that has a lot to do with appearance, even like the packaging and the experience of the product. You have to make something that people are attracted to. And again, thereby leveraging their own self-interests as opposed to trying to fight it. Because yeah, people will always be on a budget. People will always lean toward, whether they think about it or not, doing the easy thing.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Stop blaming it on holiday stress. We all know it's that time of year when everything feels drained, both your wallet and you. Well, the real problem is right under you. It's that saggy, old, unsupportive mattress. Well, say hello to Ghostbed. Ghostbed is family-run, consumer-loving, with over 20 years of mattress-making mastery. They've engineered the perfect sleep weapon. Durable, insanely comfortable, and cool enough to keep you chill all night long. Every Ghostbed packs their exclusive ProCore technology, a powerhouse support system that cradles your back, supports, and aligns your spine. Translation? You wake up feeling like a human again. Hot sleeper? Ghostbed's cooling materials fight heat 24/7, so you don't wake up sweaty, even when the thermostat that's cranked up. And here's the kicker. Fast, free shipping in just 2 to 5 days. A 101-night sleep trial and up to a 25-year warranty. That's confidence. Right now, Ghostbed is slashing prices. Up to 50% off compared to other brands. And because you're listening, you score an extra 10% off site-wide. Just use promo code PODCAST at checkout. That's PODCAST for 10% off on top of already insane deals. Upgrade your sleep. Upgrade your life. Ghostbed. The coolest beds in the world.
Unless they're really disciplined, and those people are out there. But if you want to have mass success, and I think that's where Lovesac has proven we can do it. I mean, Sactionals is by the numbers the best selling sectional in the United States of America. And Lovesac's not, you know, a giant company, but it's not small anymore. You know, we've done, you know, more than $700 million in annual sales, been worth more than $1 billion on the stock market. We're a publicly traded company. We sell only a couple products. We sell only couches and sacks and a few accessories around the edges, but we will expand into other realms as well, leveraging this success. But it all hinges on that philosophy, that forever philosophy. And over time, hopefully people buy into that. And that's the power of a brand, right? Ultimately, if people learn to trust us from their experience with their first product, they hopefully will trust us with the next thing and the next thing. And that's really what a brand is, right? Is a representation of more than any one aspect of a product or company. And so that's the brand we're building. We're super proud of it. We think it's unique in the landscape, but it's hard. it's not easy to do what we do. And that's the reason that for every love sack that's out there, there's 100 other just, you know, couches, just regular old furniture companies trying to make their stuff and competing with us, maybe at lower, not just price points, but cost points. You know what I mean? It costs less to build the way they build and even to market the way they market. And so the challenge is real, but we embrace it. We refuse to deviate from it. And I think the outcome ultimately, I mean, that speaks to our ambition as a company, like our stated purpose I shared with you, right? To inspire people to buy better stuff, to buy less stuff. But our mission as a company is to build the most loved brand. Full stop, you know, not couch brand, like brand. And it may take another decade or two or three to do. But I think we can. And it comes from being true to that ethos that I described.
Do you have mentors or examples that you looked at, like in this company's doing it right? Probably easier. We talked about Apple, like they're selling the same iPhone for thousands of dollars, and I want to buy the new one every year. That's the opposite of what it is that you want. You do want a beautiful product. You do want a product that does great things, that has beautiful packaging, which Apple has all those things, but it's the lack, it's the opposite of sustainability. But are there companies that you look to and you say, that's a company that's doing it right?
I mean, the classic example is Patagonia. You know, they make good gear and they'll tell you to repair. I mean, they have programs so you can repair. We do the same thing now. We're working on trade in, trade up, because as people adapt, for instance, their sactional setup, we've now, for instance, come out with the recliner and it can just drop in line with the pieces you already have. You might replace one piece. Now, what do you do with that extra piece? We'd love you to build another couch, but if you don't need that in your life, we'll take it back on trade is where we're going. And that opens the door for other people to get into the brand who may not be able to afford or choose to afford first goods, or who just want to buy that way to begin with. So I think, you know, using the metaphor, we might be the only car dealership with used cars, you know, someday in furniture land, that is. And I think that's unique. And I think we gleaned some of that from observing like Patagonia, who has that repair program and again, preaches, don't buy this jacket. And so that's a great example. I mean, I think there are a lot of companies spun up recently that try to play on the sustainability language. But again, a lot of them, I think, are a little bit surface. You know, they make shoes or t-shirts out of recycled bottles, which is great. But most of that stuff's going to end up back in the landfill anyway. And we're trying to make stuff that's fairly permanent. You know, like I said, I'm a couple decades in on this piece. I think it could go for many decades more. But the programs to trade in, trade up, allowed me to swap covers maybe with even other users, you know, because our covers are super high quality. They can be changed, laundered. Why not make those available for trade? So that's like the, you know, the visual aspect, the hedonistic aspect of the product also has to be super attractive. And it's attractive to be able to be changeable, because maybe you're just sick of tan and you want to do something different. And someone else could benefit from those gently used and washable covers. So we're providing those services and we're building those into the company now. Over time, we'll become more sophisticated in that realm and again, kind of hopefully lead the way for others. And hopefully, you know, through the experience, start changing the minds of consumers. So people all of a sudden, you know, from their experience with their couch of all things, are kind of pissed about their phone or their jeans or whatever it may be, and start to think differently and behave differently and start to seek out better stuff. I mean, that is our purpose, like we said, to inspire humankind to buy better stuff. We want to be part of that. We probably can't be all of it. You know, we're not making jeans anytime soon. So I'm glad someone is, but that's what we mean to do.
Well, I think it's awesome and it makes sense. Do you see how long have you been thinking about the trade in, trade up program? And I apologize. I don't know if that's something you're currently doing. And did that correspond to the uprise or the sort of the emergence of the sharing economy like Uber and Airbnb, where we're more perhaps comfortable and now used to sharing?
Yeah, look, I think these movements are real and are shaping the way that consumers think, and we're proud to be piggybacking on those changes in society. There's a lot of changes. You know, I was just reading how Vegas may be having a hard time, nightclubs and bars, as you know, Gen Z is drinking less, as an example, partying differently. Entertainment's changing. I think, again, the economy of stuff is changing in these ways. I think so. Yes, we are definitely intentionally trying to both take advantage of these movements as well as drive the movement. And it's a long process. You know, it's not easy. We've just begun the resale program. So as stuff is returned to us or comes back in, we can resell it properly, you know, make sure it's inspected and cleaned up if necessary, then put for resale. That's new. It will get more sophisticated with trade in and trade up across more realms over time. So it's all very intentional. We're happy to see these movements evolve, and we're happy to be a part of it.
Yeah, I think it's such an exciting thing, and I appreciate you taking the time to come on the show. And I imagine you're probably out doing more shows. You've got your own show. You wrote the book to get this message out, because I know that it's really resonating with me, and there's probably a lot of people who are interested in what you've been talking about. But the crux of that is that you are a genuine person and you're authentic, because I work in the world of investments, and there's nothing I hate less than a greenwashed fund. Oh, we're sustainable, yeah. But it's not really. They're just calling everything ESG or sustainable, and I can tell it's BS.
Totally.
We all have BS detectors, and I certainly don't get that off you. I can tell that you're the genuine article. So
thank you. Yeah, I mean, you know, we're proud of what we're doing. You have to be genuine or you'll be called out and it'll work against you. And look, we're not perfect. You know, these resale programs are new. We are investing a lot into them. It's not easy to do. It'd be easier just to sell crap. It'd be easier to make stuff cheaper. It'd be cheaper to make stuff cheaper. I could make more money, you know? And so you have to be really convicted. And it also makes marketing more difficult because the price is higher. So people can't just take the risk on your product and just buy crap. You know, you have to really convince them. And I have to convince them to give me their money at, say, a high level before they've had the experience with the product. They can read reviews or whatever, but you know what I mean? So this is the harder road, but it's the better road. It's the reason that I believe the ultimate outcome can be the most loved brand. And so that's our North Star. We're totally focused on it. We're not going to deviate from it. I appreciate, you know, you giving me the opportunity to kind of unpack that. And in the meantime, we have to run a good business, make a profit. We're a publicly traded company. You know, we don't have a free pass. We're not taking donations. And our ticker on Wall Street is LOVE, love, which I'm very proud of and reflects back to our culture that we're building with both our, of course, our customers and internally here at Lovesac. So look, we're totally sincere about it, but it's not easy.
No, it's not easy. But what worthwhile things are easy after all, Sean?
That's right.
I love that your ticker is LOVE. I think that's amazing and so cool, right? So obviously appropriate. So,
yeah.
Well, Sean, thank you so much for coming on. Thanks for sharing your story, and thanks for everything that you're doing. How can people learn more? How can they get their own Lovesac or their own Sactional and just learn everything about you? Where can they get the book? Where can they check out the podcast? All the things.
Well, lovesac.com is a great place. I'm sliding into my DMs. I'm everywhere on social media, Sean of Lovesac. And the book, Let Me Save You 25 Years, and the podcast that goes with it, where I unpack these Seanisms that I've learned from our saga of a story. You know, the book is the whole Lovesac story combined with some of my thinking, and the podcast, I get to host people like Gary Vee, Mark Cuban, just had Jackson Dart, the quarterback for the New York Giants, all kinds of successful people unpacking the way they think and just try to put great content out there to spread the word. So let me save you 25 years. The podcast is great. Stay in touch. Love you to continue to watch the Lovesac movement unfold.
Excellent. Well, if you enjoyed as much as I did, show Sean your appreciation. Share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas and is into entrepreneurship and sustainability and building vision and all the things that we've been talking about today. Go to lovesac.com. It's lovesac.com. Check out the Let Me Save You 25 Year podcast. Whenever you listen to your podcast, pick up your copy of Let Me Save You 25 Years. I'll certainly link all the notes in the show and then find Sean all over social media. Sean of Lovesac. I'll put those in the notes of the show as well. Thanks again, Sean.
Yeah, great to be with you. Thanks.
Until next time, remember, do your part by doing your best.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.